I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The military of Myanmar has staged a coup, detaining several politicians. The move stalls the progress toward democracy that Myanmar's made in recent years. Joe Handley of Asian Access details what Christians are saying inside the country.
The National Church in Myanmar is declaring this the days of Queen Esther's prayer. And so the Church of Myanmar is wanting to rise up, not in terms of a political sense, but in terms of an Esther-like moment. How do we diplomatically, wisely, assertively, but not aggressively, present something that is going to be good for Myanmar? Others have said this is a tragedy for their nation. They're calling for repentance.
Pray the Big C Church will be an agent of peace, stability, and hope in Myanmar. And the church was charged with taking the gospel to all nations. However, North American Christians can struggle to find their place in this calling. Wycliffe USA recently published an article to address this disconnect. It offers up four disciplines and four practices to help believers live lives dedicated to Christ and engage with the spreading of the gospel. Daisy Russell explains, stepping out in obedience is the place to begin.
When people say yes to God, one of the most important things is to do the research. And God is going to open up the doors. God has gifted and given people opportunities to learn and to grow in areas that are useful for kingdom work. And so the first step is taking that step of obedience.
To find your place in the story, go to missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Living Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.